It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Newark, New Jersey. The San Jose Sharks are beginning a pretty tough road trip against the high-flying New Jersey Devils team. That's the start of a back-to-back set of games. Tonight we're in Newark, and tomorrow we'll be in Philadelphia to go see our friend John Tortorella and the Philadelphia Flyers. And Drew Remenda, we're not going to talk about the Flyers game until tomorrow, but tonight the Sharks are facing a team that's just firing on all cylinders. They've got one of the best players in the game in Jack Hughes, who scored an amazing game-winning goal in overtime on Long Island yesterday. And it's a real challenge for the team to start to get back onto the straight and narrow after a tough game against the Minnesota Wild.
This is a very tough road trip for the San Jose Sharks. This is starts off with this team, which is a very talented team. Sheldon Keefe has come in from the Toronto Maple Leafs now as head coach and got them playing the way you want to play in the game. You look at the game against Minnesota and how hard Minnesota plays. Think about New Jersey being the same way except with a little bit more skill throughout the lineup. They might not be as heavy as Minnesota, but I think they've got more skill. So that's why yesterday in practice, you and I watched them, the Sharks, work on defensive zone coverage and exits, because that's going to be two areas that are key. So this will be a tough start for the road trip. The key for the San Jose Sharks is to make sure that they manage that puck. I thought last game against Minnesota, that Minnesota caused pressure that was produced turnovers and turnovers that turned into goals. So this is going to be a very hard game, and that's why yesterday's practice was the way it was.
Well, the other part of it, too, is that the Devils are really good at generating chances in high-danger areas. They're much better than the Sharks in that particular stat, and I think that that's something that the Sharks have to work on.
Yeah. That's why yesterday they worked on their D-zone coverage. That's why yesterday Doug Huda, assistant coach, got after the guys in the 3-on-3 down low. This is going to be, if you're looking at this game for the Sharks' point of view, it can't be a race. It can't be a sprint. This has got to be, you've got to be able to embrace the grind in this game for the Sharks to win. You've got to be on your defensive game. You've got to pressure all the time, and you've got to own the middle of the ice as much as you can.
It's going to be really interesting tonight because the Sharks are going to go with Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets, and I don't know if you remember last year, but Mackenzie was criticized by the Devils fan base because he kept getting injured, and so they never really got to see all of his talents for any extended period when he was a member of the Devils. Okay, so that was one of the criticisms that he had. So he's going through a relatively injury-free season with the Sharks. Didn't play in the game in New Jersey in that particular contest. Kaapo Kähkönen played in it. The Sharks won that game. But then coming back to the home game against the Devils, here he is in the nets. And my comment was, what, he sees the Jersey Devils uniforms and he gets injured again? He was spectacular in the first period, made 13 saves, no goals against, but then he got injured and he was so mad when he left. And as I said, it was like you see the uniforms and you get hurt again.
Yeah, it was a tough break for him without a doubt. But again, goaltending hasn't been an issue with the San Jose Sharks for as much as many shots and the chances and those high danger chances that the Sharks give up. The goaltenders have been outstanding. Vitek and Mackenzie. They work hard. They're great together. They've got fantastic chemistry with the team. Mackenzie Blackwood is fun to be around. He's got a smile on his face like we're seeing right now. So I'm looking forward to tonight's game and performance from Mackenzie. One thing you don't have to worry about with the Sharks this year is goaltending.
No, not at all. What you do have to worry about is keeping the puck out of the net and having to work so hard to get out of the zone on the exits. That's why they worked on that in practice yesterday, because they need to have a sustained attack and they need to get some time in the offensive zone instead of dumping and changing.
Talked to Ryan Warsawski yesterday after practice and I went D-zone and exits, and he goes, we're going to keep working on it till they get it. And that's the kind of attitude you have to be. I like the fact with Ryan Warsawski that is not trying to put a Band-Aid on everything. He knows exactly what they have to do in order to generate that offense, and that is, first, your defense has to be top-notch. Your defense has to create your offense. Now, again, I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000-plus more, is you don't have to play defense in your own zone. That's not where it starts. It starts as soon as you lose the puck. In the offensive zone, the neutral zone, as soon as you lose the puck, you've got a pressure to get it back. Track back, shrink the ice, all those things that we talk about all the time. And that's where the Sharks have got to get their minds, is that when you lose the puck, boom, you got to go. Yesterday, Ryan Warsawski drilled into them and talked to him, yelled at him a couple of times about pressure, pressure, pressure. You don't want 6 goalies on the ice in your own zone. Guys going out and gliding out to maybe block a shot. You want to go out and pressure the guy and not give the guy the opportunity. So that's tonight, what I'm looking for is that aspect of the game. Is, will the Sharks bring the pressure they need in order to produce, to get the loose pucks, to create scoring chances for themselves? You lose the puck, you work your tail off to get it back, and then you work your tail off to create a scoring chance. And when you lose the puck again, repeat.
One guy who didn't practice yesterday was Mikael Granlund, although he's on the ice this morning. Looks like he's just going to be fine. Had a maintenance day yesterday. Also, the way they were doing the line combos, I thought it was interesting. I think that one of these games, perhaps tonight, might be the night that Will Smith sits out and takes a look from the press box and probably plays tomorrow against another fellow rookie, Matvei Michkov, and the Philadelphia Flyers. You could see that eventually also with Macklin Celebrini down the road, but given the fact he's been out so long and he's been looking so good at this point, I don't think that that's going to change too much. But I noticed that Alex Wennberg was playing with Luke Cunnan and Barkley Goodrow yesterday in practice. So that to me tells me that Will is probably going to be out as far as a maintenance and observation and load management day is concerned. And you got to make use of those days, especially on these trips.
It's a tough situation for Will, but it is the plan. They believe that being here with the guys that he's with, especially with Macklin, is important for his growth and development. It's a different way of doing things. Like most teams would just extend the man back to the minors, or to the minors, I should say. And it's very interesting that they're doing it this way. But Will seems to handle it well, and that's what matters. I mean, this communication obviously is not a surprise. They have been very good. They, being the Sharks, have been very good at addressing the issue, and Will just doesn't sit back and just take the day off. He goes to work today in both mental and physical preparation for tomorrow.
And that's where Mike Potenza comes in a little bit too, for charting their workouts off the ice and also going through the mentals with them.
It's a science. It's an absolute science what they're doing. And that's an area where the Sharks have really put a lot of resources into, is that off-ice physical and mental preparation.
And so with Alex Wennberg going to that line with Cunnan and Barkley Goodrow, looks like Mikael Granlund will be reunited with Eklund and Zetterlund in the Lund line, which of course is so steady. And that means there's another decision up front with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. Looks like Ty Dellandrea practiced with him there yesterday. So I like his speed added to that group, and also his kind of aggressive nature in the offensive zone when the puck gets in there. Again, that gets back to the practice yesterday.
Yeah, with Ty, what you want to see with Ty is the ability to drive some offense. And you want to see that from a lot of guys. But with Ty Dellandrea, I think there's a huge upside for him to be able to do that.
Jake Walman is going to be back in the lineup too. That'll be great to see after missing a couple of games after he got drilled by Brock Besser. But it looks like he's good to go tonight. And the San Jose Sharks, as we said, look like they're going with Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets against the Devils. We'll be on the air at 3:30 Pacific time. Jason Demers is going to join me on the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network, and you don't want to miss that, so make sure you tuned in for all of the exciting play-by-play. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.